Shot towards the net. Larson deflected wide, and this game is history. And you could just sense that Seattle was wasting time, killing off the remaining time, and the final score is 4-0 Kraken over the Ducks.
Yeah, 36 shots on goal is your final total there for the Kraken, and that is just that's too many shots on goal. If you're the Anaheim Ducks, you know, you look back to how many of those could have been avoided due to not turning the puck over and essentially just giving some of those shots to the Seattle Kraken. And look, Seattle took advantage of it. This is a Seattle Kraken team coming into tonight's game, under 500 team. And look, they look like a playoff team. They were on it. They were hungry. Anaheim was hungry for first two, three minutes of the hockey game. Anaheim came out strong, stuck with their game plan, but too many turnovers, start losing the 50-50 puck battles, and the opposition, in this case the Seattle Kraken, are taking advantage of it.
All right, we're going to take a break so you can get on with your post-game festivities along with Alexis Stouty back in SoCal. Number to text both of them, 714-940-2950. Express your opinion on the game, and we will rejoin you on Thursday night from this same facility for a 7 o'clock local time start, 6:30 pregame, all coming your way on Duck Stream. So stay tuned for Alexis and for Emerson. I'm Steve Carroll. Again, the final, Seattle 4, Anaheim nothing. You're listening to Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
No. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks kicking off their road trip tonight in Seattle and falling to the Kraken in this one, being shut out 4-0, the final. Alexis Downey here with you, Emerson Edom in Seattle. Emmer, disappointing night from the Anaheim Ducks, just coming out in their performance. A bit of a jump early, but overall, we did not see maybe the team that we've seen as of late.
Well, 12 shots on goal for the Anaheim Ducks, and yes, that's not just through one period. That's not through two periods. That's through the full 60-minute hockey game, and you just look at that number and just, oh, boy, where do you start?
Certainly in that. Well, we're going to start with some of the highlights from this one. And even though a lot of these highlights are Seattle goals, there were still some bright spots from this game as a part of it for the Anaheim Ducks. John Gibson coming up with a big save early in the game. However, it was Eli Tolvanen who would get the first goal for the Kraken, 7:50 into that first period.
Face off to the left of John Gibson. Also good to have him back in the goal for this game. Puck fired. That one whistle wide. Seattle goes in after it. Trying to control it is Eli Tolvanen in front. A shuffy score. Well, play that originated from behind the Anaheim goal line results in a Seattle Kraken goal, and Seattle jumps up 1-0 at 12:10 to go in the period.
So that was a strong play from Seattle early, just working their way around John Gibson in the net there, Emerson.
Look, Eli Tolvanen is a player who started with the Nashville Predators organization. He was highly talented, coming into the National Hockey League. He had a slow start to his career, but he's certainly found his stride here with the Seattle Kraken organization. And look, he's been a big piece of the puzzle for them. They, count on him to score each and every night, and he's been doing a darn good job of it.
Another person that the Seattle Kraken like to rely on in their games, Jordan Eberle. He would be the one to get the next goal for the Kraken, a power play goal this time, just a similar goal as the first goal for the Kraken, however, just a little different, as this time the puck went off William Lagesson's skate and into the back of the net, 16:51 into that first period.
McCann now to the goal line. Seattle's Eberle back to McCann. Can't shoot. Anaheim set up in front of the net, protecting Gibson. Hard to get a shot through. Seattle with it. Centering feed from behind the net by Eberle. I think he'll get the goal, although Jaden Schwartz was right there. He might have gotten a piece of it, but I'm guessing it's going to be Eberle. Score on the power play to give Seattle another goal and a 2-0 lead.
As I said, Jordan Eberle, a big part of the Seattle Kraken team, one of the leading scorers on this team as well throughout this season. But Emerson, obviously hurts to go down 2-0 in that first period.
Yeah, you just touched on it. He's a player which this Kraken team, I mean, if he's not going, the Seattle Kraken aren't going. Well, he was going tonight, and I think he was trying to hit Schwartz there on the near side back door. Well, it deflects right in front of goaltender John Gibson and right behind him. It's just unfortunate. It's an unfortunate sequence. The first three goals scored by the Seattle Kraken all happened within about 8 or so square feet around that blue paint. And look, that was their game plan. On the power play, a lot more has been opened up on the perimeter. It's allowing teams to work the puck around a little bit more. And I think maybe a little bit too much time given to Eberle on that play.
The Anaheim Ducks only 4 shots on goal in that first period. Yes, only 4 for the Ducks in that one. And Seattle had 12 for them. 2 goals, obviously, as a part of that. So going into the second period, the Ducks already having to face an uphill battle. And it was the Kraken once again getting that next goal. And once again on the power play, this time Oliver Bjorkstrand getting the goal. And again, going off another Ducks player's skate, this time Pavel Mintikov's skate. The puck coming right to Bjorkstrand's stick, and he just put it in the back of the net.
Here's Beniers coming up the left side. A shot, they score! With time winding down to the penalty, and that really hurts. That goal score by Oliver Bjorkstrand, just 6 seconds left in the McTavish minor. And they just kept pressing, and with time winding down, and that's what's tough about it. You've almost got it killed. You're in the game, but that's a big goal for Seattle. 3-0, they're on top.
So also, Emerson, what made that goal so difficult for the Ducks is that penalty came on a too-many-men penalty, which we've seen too many of them this season.
Yeah, we really have. We saw it happen a lot more at the earlier part of the season. Ducks seemed to have shorted up for some time, but not too many games ago, Ducks took a too many men on the ice penalty. Look, it comes with frustration, high emotions, just some tense emotions, of course, most likely on the player's bench, not being aware of who is your assignment, who you have on that next shift as far as taking your guy. Sometimes it could be a communication breakdown between player and coaches. Don't know what transpired on the bench in that particular moment, but it's one that the Anaheim Ducks can't afford.
Now, the Ducks would go on to have a pretty big chance, though, in the second period still. It was Joey DeCord making a huge save on Isaac Lundestrom, who got the puck bouncing off the boards. 8:27 on the clock. The Ducks getting maybe one of their better chances of the entire game.
Trying to create something. Anaheim does get back to leave it up the center for Leason. I thought that was offside. Maybe not. Here's Leason in front. A shot, Lundestrom! And a sprawling save by the goaltender. Joey DeCord spread out. Stomach, legs on the ice.
Joey DeCord with the Superman stop right there on Isaac Lundestrom. It was all started by Brett Leason making play after play. That was all positive. Isaac Lundestrom failed to put it home. What a stop, Joey DeCord.
Joey DeCord would go on to get the shutout in this one for the Kraken, as Matty Beniers would have the next goal for Seattle. It would be the final goal of this game, though, in the second period, bringing the score 4-0.
Drop pass Anaheim results in a 3-on-1 Seattle break. Towards an end. A shot, they score, and what a play that was. A big assist by Tolvanen. They get a one-time actual slap shot blast that beats John Gibson. And near the end of this second period, it's a 4-0 lead as the goal scorer, Matty Beniers, we've talked highly about him throughout the night, increases the Seattle advantage.
I mean, Emmer, there's a reason that Matty Beniers won the Calder Trophy last season.
No, there certainly is, and he was showing some high-end skill here tonight. He was one of the maybe top 3 skaters for this Kraken team. Look, he was a player that was making a ton happen between the goaltending, between the strong defensive efforts by guys like Oleksiak, and Dumoulin had a solid effort there on the back end. And then, of course, we just heard that call there, Matty Beniers. It was a back-and-forth play right off the entry. Passing was pinpoint. The shot was pinpoint. And fun to watch, but if you're a Ducks fan, hard to watch as well.
Definitely that was the case. 4-0 after 2 periods of play. The Ducks, though, trying one more period to get a puck in the back of the net. Not successful. However, Mason McTavish had a really good chance. A wide open net that Will Borgen would use his skate to deflect the puck out. Some great awareness, too, by Trevor Zegras to find McTavish open on the backside with under 10 minutes to go in the game.
Here's Zegras. Thought it might be nice if he could get back into the scoring scheme of things, at least an assist. Who knows? Maybe we can get one here late. Zegras wrapped up by Tolvanen. Puck kicked away from Beniers, held in by Lacombe. Rolls it up on the side. Pass in front, Zegras for McTavish. Oh, and Bjorkstrand got in the way of an attempted shot in the crease.
How did that one stay out? Mac T with an unbelievable opportunity here on the near side, and looks like it hits not one but two skates there. Stays out, preventing this game from turning into a 4-1 affair. And I'm still shocked that that's not in the back of the Seattle Kraken's net.
Well, Emerson, there was a couple chances throughout this game that the Ducks were very close, just couldn't quite put it home.
Yeah, and it's just it's what's been hurting this Ducks team for the full season. It showed right there. You just got to get that bottom hand down low on that twig, get that leverage, and will that puck into the net. It's just even if in the process you trip a skater. I mean, there's a Kraken player right in front of Mason McTavish, but, you know, who cares? It's same with the goaltender. A lot of times you'll see players push the goaltender's pad in along with the puck, and it's just that relentlessness that you need to have in those moments. Well, in that case, you just didn't have it, Mason McTavish. And I just really look forward to Mac T to get to that confident level once again. It seems as if he's lost his swagger a little bit, especially around the net front. He's missing some of these plays where early on in the season he was putting them home.
I agree with you, Emerson. I feel like that's something that we've seen a little bit from in Mason McTavish's play, just looking to find that once again for him. And obviously for the Ducks now, 7 games, 4 shutouts in that 7-game span. Difficult spot for the team to be in at this point.
Yeah, no, it's a Ducks team that, look, there's a lot of areas that need improvement. I just spoke on the goal scoring ability, the goal scoring mentality or lack thereof. They got to work on it. If it's maybe a couple minutes prior to practice starting where you're hopping on the ice, hey, dump quite a few pucks out on the ice, just do some stationary shooting rep after rep. It's what Mason McTavish is certainly known for. Jakob Silverberg, by experience, being a former teammate of his, he's a guy that hops on early, works on a shot. Well, why not the whole team, right? Everyone's got to take ownership of just finding that touch around the net area, and somehow, some way, it's got to change. It's got to happen. However they make it happen, I think an area that they could improve on is that forecheck. It was one of my keys. Look, simplicity. AD, you and I talked post-game, last game there, and a tough OT loss that, the simple weak side, strong side clears for the Ducks team was working out, and they just needed to do it on the forechecking in as well.
Trevor Zegras played in his first game in 31 games. What was your impression of the way he came out tonight?
Well, he came out really solid. He was really feeling the puck well. He was taking that split second longer, analyzing the play, and really slowing things down. But, you know, this Kraken team, I mean, they really put that pressure on late in the first, throughout the second period. It stalled Trevor for you know, it stalled everyone. I mean, it really seemed like for that full second period, this Ducks team was chasing the play, but Z got back at it a little bit later in the hockey game where he found that patience again. He set up that play that we just recently heard, McTavish. I mean, he on the far side, right around the maybe a foot above the goal line, he attacked that blue paint, fed it over to Mac T there on the near side back door, and all he needed was a finish in order to come out with a sister tonight.
Well, Emerson, this is a unique chance for the Ducks because they take on Seattle once again on Thursday. Is there practice tomorrow?
Well, I think it's a non-negotiable, right? you come into Seattle, you lose 4-0, you only put up 12 shots on goal. Hey, maybe not even a bagger's needed. Maybe just some stationary shooting. Get that confidence level back. Some simple just plays out of the corner. I mean, it's got to be a good mixture of some skill plays, some skill work, and get that compete level up. Some battle drills mixed in there in between because, look, there's a lot of things this Duck team need to work on.
Looking to see those improvements on Thursday once they take on Seattle once again. Emerson, we'll also see you on Thursday. Enjoy tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon.
No, thanks, AD, and hopefully we have a better effort there in the next game versus Kraken.
Absolutely. Stick around for more of the post game when we come back from the break.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The OC Hair Metal Meltdown. Great White. Slaughter. June 21st. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more information, visit HondaCenter.com. You can't spell rock without OC.
All right, and we're back with the post-game show. The Ducks on the road for 9 days as a part of this five-game road trip. Two of those games in Seattle as they began the trip tonight, being shut out to the Kraken, the 10th time the Ducks were shut out this season, and especially as of late, 4 shutouts in their last 7 games. It's been difficult for the Ducks to find some offense as of late, and even though Trevor Zegras did return back into the lineup tonight, hoping to see that from him, unfortunately, we did not on that end. He was involved in a couple of the plays, did get a shot off, especially early in the game. We saw some bright spots from him in front of the net. His second shift in particular, I really liked that shift in particular that he had. But overall, it was a hard night for Anaheim, just not putting any pressure for the most part on Joey Decord in the net for the Seattle Kraken as he would walk away from this one with the shutout. So let's get over to our text line now, a text that we received from Red from Buena Park. He said, Zegras was the Ducks' best forward, but the team just didn't generate much offensively. No second chances. Unforced errors and penalties took them out early. This is the fourth of the past 5 road games. They've allowed at least 2 power play goals. That's a good note there. Special teams continue to drag the team down. Feeling really bad for Gibby. There's so much pressure on him because goal scoring is so hard for the club. The group in front of him has got to be better and compete harder. Gibby deserves better. Yes. John Gibson in this one going 32 of 36 in the net, allowing 4 goals. I mean, 2 of the 3 of those goals, it's the puck goes off Will Lagesson's skate. You know, the puck goes off Pavel Mintikov's skate. just unfortunate in that sense, you know, and the way that Seattle created some pressure in front of John Gibson, it was a lot for the Anaheim Ducks defensively tonight. They really weren't getting out of their zone much. Seattle played a good portion of the game in the zone. They also played a good portion of this game, as you mentioned there, Red, on the power play for Seattle, the PK going 3-for-5 tonight, giving up 2 power play goals, Eberle and Bjorkstrand's goals. And that's something that we have talked quite a bit about lately, just how the penalty kill has struggled. But, you know, the last two games in general for the Ducks, the PK looking a little bit better on that end and hoping to continue seeing that. Unfortunately, did not see that in tonight's game. But thinking back to that game against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the PK going 3-for-3 there, that was a good sign. But not the case tonight, obviously. A Seattle team that I feel like came into this game very frustrated with the way that things have gone for them lately. They were a team that, you know, you think back to last season, they made that playoff push and they did well. And then now this season, their first year, that I feel like things have really settled in and, you know, they're not in a playoff position. They're not really going to make the playoffs or a bit too far outside that picture. So trying to get better in where they're at and in their year, but a team that has been maybe embarrassed by the way that some of these games have gone as of late. So obviously that showed in their play tonight. And for the Ducks, as I mentioned, just not putting a lot of pressure on Joey Decord in the net. Also just in general, they weren't winning their puck battles. They were early on in the game, as we mentioned. The first couple minutes of this game were solid for the Ducks. You could see they came out with that jump as they had in that game against Tampa Bay and even in that game against Chicago. But as the game wore on, as that first period wore on, and after, you know, Zegras had some solid shifts early, the Kraken just, they were rolling overall. They just dominated, especially that final 7, 8 minutes, 10 minutes or so, the final half of that first period, and that really set the tone for the rest of the game. There was a lot of turnovers from the Ducks in this one, leading to some Seattle zone time, especially in the neutral zone. As Emerson was saying on the broadcast, the Ducks were really slow to their decision-making in the neutral zone tonight, giving the puck away too often, leading to those chances for Seattle. They would go on in this one to have 36 shots on goal, the majority of them coming in that second frame, which is when the Ducks didn't have a shot on goal through 8 minutes in that period. I mean, you go into the second period, you only have 4 shots on goal and you don't get one for 8 minutes. It's not good. It's not good offensively for Anaheim. They got to find a way to get that spark back, to get the puck possession, win their battles, you know, be strong on the forecheck. As we mentioned in the pregame show, not having Max Jones, he's someone that was hard on pucks, really good on the forecheck. Without him, that hurts a little bit tonight. I feel like Leo Carlson wasn't as noticeable in this game tonight as well. Just Seattle was all over Anaheim, and they were creating their scoring chances. They were cycling a lot in the zone. And obviously we saw that a little bit on some of their goals, especially that first goal that they had, that cycle play down low, some good puck movement with Tolvanen streaking in, getting the goal there in front of John Gibson. And, you know, as we said, there's only so much John Gibson can do on a play like that. It's almost like you got to have a little better awareness for the Ducks' defensive structure. In that case, you know, playing that man-on-man structure, you got to stick with it, especially when a team is cycling. And we've seen that hurt Anaheim throughout this season. So, unfortunately, that really was the story in tonight's game. The Ducks just couldn't find their way in this one, and it was tough, especially as the score was 4-0 after just 2 periods of play, not really getting a whole lot. But that final period, the Ducks only had 4 shots on goal as a part of that. They changed it, actually. It's now 3 shots on goal. 3 shots on goal in 20 minutes. So 12 total shots for the Anaheim Ducks in this game tonight. Just not enough. Too many penalties, not enough shots. So when we come back on the other side of the break, we'll have the final segment of this pregame show talking a little bit more about this game tonight.
Tailgate, tailgate. Gage Radio.
And this might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Atmosphere by Fisher Akita Alexander, now playing on Poolside.
Discover your new favorite sound today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith. You know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
what
he is.
We've got all of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con nosotros.
ESPN Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
the Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
We're back with the postgame show on Duck Stream, talking a bit more about this game tonight, the Seattle Kraken. I was looking at their schedule, and it had been 3 weeks since they had won a game in regulation. And just in general, as the closest they've come, they've lost in overtime twice. However, first time they've won a game in 3 weeks, obviously. Not good on the other end, of course, for the Anaheim Ducks in this one, as there have been plenty of struggles through the month of March. The last two games, though, were encouraging after watching the end of that homestand against the Chicago Blackhawks and Tampa Bay Lightning. However, a different story to start off this road trip tonight. But the good news is, as the Ducks get to see Seattle once again, get another chance to avenge this game, and they're going to get to see them again on Thursday. They will see them one more time in the month of April, April 5th in particular, which is our Anaheim Ducks' third legacy night. So still some more chances to turn things around against this Kraken team. And looking at a couple of the stats from tonight's game, I was taking a look during the break there. On the Seattle Kraken end, Matty Beniers, 3 points in this game, as he had in a goal and two assists. Eli Tolvanen, 3 points as well for him, a goal and two assists. So good on the Seattle Kraken's some of their top guys just having quite the evening tonight on the score sheet. However, not good on the end for the Anaheim Ducks. I mentioned Leo Carlson really wasn't very active in this game, as he had no shots on goal. I feel like he wasn't necessarily creating too much in this game as we like to see him do. He also struggled with his faceoff percentage tonight, as did Isaac Lindstrom. That really bringing the Ducks' faceoff wins down tonight. 37% in the faceoff circle, not a good number, but I know that's something that head coach Greg Cronin has talked a bit about lately. How the Ducks face-off percentage has really gone down with, you know, of course, the absence of Rico and Carrick since the trade deadline, two big face-off guys for Anaheim. But that has changed a little bit as of late until this point tonight. So unfortunate to see on the Ducks' end for them. However, 25 blocked shots for Anaheim, 20 hits also in this game. A good stat, 9 takeaways, but not capitalizing on those takeaways. Not putting them away if they got those scoring chances. So something that we just really need to see from Anaheim. We really, as Emerson likes to say, they got to bury down on their chances because that is how they will be successful. And 12 shots on goal is simply not enough. And that is about all that we can pull from this game tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. Like I said, another chance on Thursday, 7 o'clock start, same time, same place on Thursday in Seattle. They'll be playing at Climate Pledge Arena. And I have to mention this too, because I just think this story is fascinating. I mentioned it before I sign off for the postgame show. I mentioned it on the broadcast. What happened in Arizona tonight in that Blue Jackets Coyotes game? Josh Doan, you know, the son of franchise icon Shane Doan. Josh Doan making his NHL debut. He had 2 goals in his NHL debut, scoring both of them, of course, at Mullet Arena where the Coyotes play. Josh Doan also played at Arizona State in college, so he's played in Mullet Arena already, and he actually had the very first goal ever scored at Mullet Arena. So I just think that's hockey. I think it's really special. You know, his family was in attendance tonight. I know it doesn't have much to do with this Ducks game tonight, but it was a feel-good story around the NHL, and I love to see a young player have success in their NHL debut. It's a wonderful thing to see, and obviously excited for the future of some of these young stars that are going to be in the NHL in the coming years, including, of course, the many young stars that the Anaheim Ducks have. And as I mentioned, finally, Trevor Zegras back tonight. Looking forward to seeing him on Thursday. And one last thing on that, and I know I said I had one more thing. This is my last thing tonight. We did see a bit of a swap in the lines a bit. Zegras playing up on that second line in the second period. So curious to see if there will be any movements. I really would not be surprised to see a movement for this next game. Obviously, the lines weren't working tonight. That top line, Killorn, Carlson, and Terry, I can't imagine that they would necessarily move that around too much. But with the way things went tonight, also wouldn't be surprised if that did happen. So Zegras, I know he started on the third line tonight between Lundestrom and Leeson. Wouldn't be surprised if that is changed in the next game on Thursday. As I mentioned, 7 o'clock in Seattle, we'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30. So if you want to stick around for the replay of this game tonight, Ducks and Kraken, that'll be coming up after the break. Otherwise, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for tuning in for the postgame show. Only 10 games left of the Anaheim Ducks season. Crazy to say that number, but only 10 games left. And they got to find some wins in this final stretch. So they're going to have to do so on Thursday once again in Seattle. Thank you again for listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Didn't come off too much like a
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not going to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and I didn't
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on the earth.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at hondacenter.com/unforgettable.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.